He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league for the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by. And the taillights dissolve in the coming of night. And the questions and thousands take flight.
It's already the 12th day of January 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, 2 hours, as we are weekdays, 3 hours. Every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and then, of course, back with a weekday transmission from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That is the three-hour broadcast. There's obviously a lot of news and information to go over today. We're going to get into Obama turning the presidency into a dictatorship. And that's in the Washington Times today. Year of action. Obama vows to act on his own. Those are both quotes. Year of action and act on his own. When necessary, for your own good, of course, to circumvent the states, the law, Congress, the Bill of Rights, Constitution just means nothing. And then meanwhile, Obama approval rating continues to drop at record low. They don't care because now they've got their system in place and the dismantling of this country accelerates. And that ties into what I covered so much on Friday. Ted Cruz calls president dangerous and terrifying. That's the answer here, is to call these guys out for what they are. That's a stack we're going to get into. Another stack that's really well known by this audience and well-known by anybody who studies what's happening with screen time and adults and children alike. But there's a new study out just confirming what we already knew. Children who watch too much TV may have damaged brain structures. Damaged brain structures. And then it goes through the studies showing that it depletes certain areas of the brain's development. And then in the area of imagination and other areas, it basically calcifies it or turns it into a big unimaginative blob. Zombification is what I call it. And we're going to be breaking that down. In fact, guys, will you print me, just type in Alzheimer's television and you'll get like BBC articles and others about it giving people Alzheimer's as well. Because I don't want to just talk about the young when we do this. I want to show people a few other exhibits just to break down the fact this is consciously known. Also, the U.S. military is looking at building real transformers. I'm not making that up. Helicopters that then land and drive around like cars and are pilotless, automated, autonomous. So that's coming up. Also, this year's flu hitting the young and the healthy. That's in the ABC News health site. I'm going to break down my take on what's happening with the flu this year that is killing a lot of people. And what that ties into with all the superbugs from the medical doctors I've talked to, that after you get the flu, the superbugs come in and then colonize the areas that the viruses have damaged. And then coming up, we're going to be looking at the really big news, the latest on Obamacare and the scams that are being run on that front. Also, big banks say no to marijuana money, legal or not. They will not take medical dispensary money, any of it, that's being used by cancer patients. I mean, and again, this is all just hoity-toity support of the drug war because the big banks are the biggest recipients of the $500 billion in North America alone every year in laundered cocaine, heroin, and other narcotics money. And they lobby to keep drugs illegal. Look, if I was the biggest drug dealer out there, I was totally immoral and evil, would I lobby to decriminalize and take the profit out? And open it up to competition? No, I would lobby to keep it illegal because I'm the big mega banks, the Federal Reserve, foreign owned. And if I was the establishment, I would want to keep it illegal at a black market so they can control it and jack up the prices. We're going to go to break in about 15 seconds. And then when we come back, we are going to get into all of the other news as well on Chris Christie, DHS, and more. I am your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com continues on the other side.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
The guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area, they told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them!
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their mind, yeah. Two things start to fall. Oh. It's the world in which they have to live. And all the hate that's within their heart.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart. 1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us as we broadcast worldwide on this Sunday, already the 12th day of January 2014. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours. Tonight, we're going to look at the dictator Obama and how dictatorships of the executive branch come into place historically, and the modern dictatorship 2.0 that we're witnessing. Also, we're going to look at children who watch television may have damaged brain structures. No kidding. Look at the general public. Television has been the bane of the last 60 years of our culture. And here I am talking on modern television, simulcasting the radio show at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see the video feeds. But the study already basically restates what I've told you thousands of times. Talk radio or interactive internet television, where you're in control and you're making choices and you're clicking and following links and checking out news articles, actually boost brain connections, actually boost cognitive ability. Like reading a book does, because you have to image everything that you're reading, the descriptions. It connects different parts of your brain. Watching inactive, passive, broadcast, mainline entertainment television is brain damaging people. You can just type in Alzheimer's television viewing and see all the major studies on that front. So that is going to be coming up here today. Now, We are also going to be breaking down what's happening with the economy, and we're going to be looking at the latest Obamacare news, the latest marijuana legalization news. Also, the London Telegraph reports, meet Al-Qaeda's new poster boy for the Middle East. Al-Qaeda's taken large parts of Western Iraq and Central Iraq, like Fallujah, and is being backed next door in Syria and other areas by NATO and our criminal government, while taking over areas of Iraq and while being used as the threat to take the liberties of the average American away in the name of battling terrorism. And you can see how that is unfolding as well. Plus, I've told you for many years that all cars, really made in the last 15 years, but it's very high tech now in the last 4 years, have boxes in them that you pay for at the time of purchase. You pay for all this Trojan horse treason that they're tracking everywhere you go, everything you do, you're giving it to police, insurance companies, you name it. It's all being databased. All the big corporations are involved. They get paid money to do it. It's a mass criminal movement by government and elite corporations to overthrow due process and privacy and convert us to their own term, technocracy. And that's why the head spokesman for Ford, head of marketing, Jim Farley, came out last week and said, kind of like the head of Facebook said, our users are dumb effers. They trust us. And you see these other similar statements where all these big executives are always calling their users and supporters and customers morons, scum. This guy, who looks like he's auditioning in his photographs for the next American Psycho movie, has that same crazed look in his eyes, now apologizes and says they don't track you and don't sell your data, which is a total and complete lie. You can go research what these boxes do. It's been on record for years. So he brags and throws it in the broken American people's faces. They believe we're broke back, put up with anything. We're done in their minds. And we kind of get upset. Oh, there's nothing there. Never mind, I said that was there. There's no NSA. The government doesn't ship in drugs. The big banks don't launder the money. Everything's fine. There's no corruption. There's no revolving door between industry and government. There's no insider deals. There's nothing going on. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Everything's good. We're going to look at Chris Christie and the latest. Look, I followed this when it first broke in the middle of the week. And it was very, very simple. His top aides, his cabinet members gave the orders. It turned out they knew. He said a few days before this broke big with the emails and the leaked info that none of his cabinet or top people knew and that he didn't know. And it turned out he did know. So he's been caught lying. And that's what they're saying. Bridge scandal, papers point to cover up by Chris Christie and his allies. Christie cabinet member told of bridge lane closures. This was already known. Chris Christie could be impeached is the next headline. It goes on and on. And my issue is I don't like Chris Christie. Open border promoting, globalist. He only shut down a few government projects so that he could actually give more banker bailout money to globalist. I mean, he's the perfect fascist, crony capitalist, anti-free market neocon. And he's obviously a big bloated gangster like Jabba the Hutt meets Baron Harkonnen type individual. And so I don't like him. But compared to Obama targeting the Tea Party, veterans groups, gun owner groups, gun manufacturers, you name it, with the IRS, the NSA, pro-life groups being targeted. I mean, that's real oppression. And I think Christie should get in trouble. And I don't like Chris Christie. He's a globalist. He's a rhino, Republican in name only. He's the opposite of a constitutionalist. But this is just an example of how something simple like shutting down a bridge to get back at your political enemies across the water is something that can capture the public's mind. And this could be used to basically, you know, burn down his political career, and I believe it will hurt him. But what about Fast and Furious, Benghazi? What about all these giant issues, Solyndra, all the energy scams, all the shutting down our power plants, Obama acting as a dictator, all of it? That's the big issue. Why is he still Teflon? I'll break that down and give you the latest Obama dictatorship news on the other side.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you go back to the first executive orders by George Washington when he was president, they had offered him to be king, but he said no way and served out his two terms and went back to his farm, went back to his ranch. But if you go and look at the first executive orders, you can look at them at the Library of Congress, actual scans of the handwritten letters by George Washington. It was taking the amount of money that Congress had appropriated for the executive to put in drapes and to pay for pottery and cutlery at the White House for Martha Washington. That's it. That's all. Now, since then, since around the 60s, really, presidents began to use executive orders to do more and more outside of Congress, but it wasn't 1/100th of what Obama is doing right now. I have interviewed constitutional lawyers on the left, on the right, constitutionalists, libertarians, you name it. All of them agree. They've had congressional hearings a month ago. We covered them here, played clips, that this is the precedent-setting event for the presidency to be a dictatorial office. Now, I know that sounds like an oxymoron. How are you elected dictator? Well, Hitler was elected. But the office of the presidency is not supposed to be dictatorial. There's a separation of powers. And quite frankly, the presidency is to be the weakest of the three powers. They introduced in the last 100 years co-equal, saying all three branches, executive, legislative, judicial, were co-equal. That's a fraud if you read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, study the time. Congress has the most power because it's the most diverse, 500-plus members today. It represents the states. They're fearful of a dictator. They have the main power. They make the laws and control the money. Then courts are to judge the laws if they're constitutional, off the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and common law precedent. And the executive is like the quarterback who gets told what plays to use in international relations, war, borders, state disputes, stuff like that. This would be like the quarterback, let's say, of the 49ers telling the coaches up in the box and the coaches on the sidelines what plays to call. It's that big of a no-brainer. I mean, why even have coaches? Why even have a coaching staff? Why even have an athletics program other than the quarterback? Why, he can just run everything. He can decide who to recruit. He can decide. I mean, I'm going to use a football analogy here. He can decide what type of shoes to buy. He can run it all. No, the Congress does that. And then there's referees off the rules of the game that are the courts. And then you've got the quarterback that's the president. And I'm telling you, folks, we don't have a Napoleon Bonaparte, the quarterback, running things. We don't have an Adolf Alois Hitler as our quarterback running things. You're not supposed to have one guy doing all this. And that's what's going on. That's what's happening. And I'm not saying Obama's going to stay in office. Let's get that straight. They've had countless national news stories saying Alex Jones says Obama is going to be a dictator. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a dictator. I'm saying he's a 2.0 modern corporate dictator through fraud and all this other absconding with the law, just getting away with anything. But let me tell you what the constitutional law scholars like Jonathan Turley and others said before Congress a month ago. We played the clips. They said the precedent's being set for a total overthrow. You put in a Homeland Security above the law, militarized, fifth branch of the military, as the Pentagon calls them, NORTHCOM, surveillance grids, secret police, spy grids for Al-Qaeda, and then meanwhile, oh, it's for the Tea Party now. We told you that all along. It's for the real Americans. It's for the resistance. They're like the Vichy French who occupied. They're like the Vichy French who occupied France during World War II. And ran the government for the Nazis. That's what our government is a client government, a traitor government for the occupying foreign globalists. You know, the French didn't even fight. The French stood down under orders by their general staff. Only the British Expeditionary Force, about 1/20th the size of the German force, fought and then got driven to Dunkirk. And the reason I raise that is people say the French lost to the Nazis. They didn't lose. They had an internal government coup to invite the Nazis in. And 3 days after the week and a half long battle for France with the British, Hitler was able to tour Paris, and the police stood out there and blocked the crowds, many of which were hailing Hitler and loving him. Hitler was popular in France with over 50% approval ratings when he invaded France and went over the Maginot Line and all that. And the reason I raise this, the reason I bring up stuff from the early 1940s, is you've got to understand we have a corporate traitor government that get jobs in revolving doors to Fortune 500, who in most cases are bigger GDPs than foreign countries. Half the biggest GDPs of the top 100 gross domestic products in the world are corporate. They're not government. Government is just the legitimizing factor for the corporate fascism that has a small icing at the bottom of socialism chicken feed to make you dependent. They take your job away. They ship it overseas. They set up regulations to shut down competition. They own the only stuff that's allowed to operate, centralizing control, while impoverishing you, but making you totally dependent on them like a prisoner in a cage who has Stockholm syndrome, worshiping your abusers. This is what abusers do. They take you, they capture you, they get you under their control, and then they brainwash you that you couldn't survive without me, and I'll leave you in this cage and let you starve to death unless you love me. And most people will actually love the abuser after a few weeks of this programming. This is what's going on. And this goes on in relationships. This goes on in culture. This goes on everywhere. This is what these abusers do. This is not an economy based on ideas, based on merit, based on competition, based on free will, free association, voting with your dollars. That's a Renaissance culture. This is a culture based on fraud and deceit and lies. And what happens is the public starts picking up on that and they start cheating. And then pretty soon you're a banana republic, pretty soon you're Guatemala, pretty soon you're Nigeria, pretty soon you're Russia, pretty soon you're in deep you-know-what. And so I've got these articles here today. It's up on Infowars.com. It's a Washington Times article. Year of action. Obama vows to act on his own when necessary. And you saw the ground being prepared for this when he'd say 6 years ago, I'm a constitutional lawyer. I may want to do stuff that'll help you, but if Congress won't, I can't act alone. And then he started saying, I'd like to act alone, but I can't. You know, I don't want to, but I may have to act alone. And then now this year, I'm going to act alone. And he's got all his pundits on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC going, he needs to just get the job done because Congress is broken. Why, they won't. He's launching military operations without Congress, shutting down power plants without Congress, opening the borders up, legalizing illegals by fiat without Congress, implementing whatever portions of Obamacare he wants that's law that he helped put together whenever he feels like. That's called dictatorship. So let me tell you, dictatorship isn't coming. It's here. You understand? We now have a dictatorship.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Why do you think it is the mainstream media and the dominant corporations are still defending Obama? Even though he has the lowest approval rating of any president in history, including Richard Nixon, it's because he's their man. Do you think a bank robber that walks into a bank and says, everybody put your hands up and ties people up and kicks the clerk in the guts is popular with the people being robbed? Do you think a woman being grabbed in an alleyway and being raped by a gang of thugs, do you think they care if she doesn't like them? No, they don't care. They know what they're doing, but they have to create the illusion in mass politics and mass movements that you're all alone. You're the only one that doesn't like Obama. You're the only one that doesn't like Obamacare. Doesn't matter if the numbers show 80%+ are now against it. It was 70% just a few months ago. It doesn't matter if you can go read the bill and it's a total scam fraud to rip everybody off and implode the economy. It doesn't matter. They've just got to make you feel like you're alone and you're the only person who thinks like this, even though the vast majority do, and even though it's all illegal and Congress has a 6% approval rating. I've never heard of a government with an approval rating that low. Even though you've got a total collapse of confidence in the system, we're all individuals, so they use that against us that we don't know that almost everyone around us is upset as well. We could change this very, very quickly. We have the hearts and minds of the people on average. They know that things are going in a bad direction. But I want to say something to the folks out there that aren't really concerned about this, that you know think it's going to work itself out. There's never been cases in history where governments started acting this dictatorial and doing the things they're doing and arming domestically against the domestic population and setting up secret police networks on record as they're doing. There's never been a time that this was done, and I'm a history buff. I challenge you to show me a time. There's never been a time that it wasn't done by a criminal group or groups as a looting operation to go after their domestic enemies and to lay waste and to take over society and to socially re-engineer. You saw the Red Terror that went on for 20 years from 1917 up until 1930 or so, that killed 25 million people in the first round in Russia and then spilt into Ukraine, Poland, other areas after that, and then the Warsaw Pact. Looking at this, what's coming out of the ocean, what we're up against is so consciously evil. And it has all these camp followers that are into the corruption and part of it who think that everything's going to be okay and think they're winners, opening the drawbridge, letting the evil in. I mean, they have no idea what the end game of this thing is if they get it through. And I'm telling you, they want to put a Republican in like Chris Christie after Obama leaves who will take the dictatorial reins. See, they're making the office dictatorial. And so the corporate and private and governmental interests that control that office in the future, they are the dictators. It's a bunch of special interest working through a dictatorial executive. It's a dictatorship of the executive and the bureaucracy that is manned, the bureaucracy, by a revolving door of bureaucrats who revolve into government, into the courts, into the top of Monsanto, into the government, into the courts, into Ford Motor Company, into the government, into the courts, into Toyota, into the government, into the courts, into the foreign-owned Federal Reserve, run now by, what, six different foreigners that run the Federal Reserve? I mean, our country is run by not just a private Federal Reserve. It's run on record. Go look it up. The Board of Governors, almost half of them aren't even Americans. And Obama's head economist is a French socialist woman who lives in France most of the time. We're run by a French socialist communist. And see, if you're informed, you know about the Vichy French, and you know about Reconstruction, and you know about Napoleon Bonaparte, and then I'm sitting here watching this come down on us, realizing that even intelligent people don't know the history, and they have no idea the peril we're in. So now they're moving to harass alternative media, bloggers, talk radio, restrict internet freedom. Now they're going after the free speech, folks, not just the Second Amendment. They're going after the First Amendment. They've annihilated the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment. They are gutting everything right now in focused military precision, bringing down the checks and balances, then acclimating. I've got articles here today. Well, yeah, we arrested the blogger. He wrote bad things about the judge and who the judge was taking money from. So that judge put him in jail. And yeah, they're using the NSA on Fox News and the Associated Press. And and on the rest of the media to make sure they do what they're told. I mean, you can't have the media criticizing the leader. I mean, we need to arrest people. I mean, what's wrong with arresting reporters? And even the New York Times says it's scary and authoritarian and they're arresting the press. I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the norm in the world, is living under tyranny. We've had this precious Eden of a little bit of freedom, so we were wealthy. Notice as the freedom leaves, like oxygen leaving a room, as the liberty departs, the prosperity departs. And it's so frustrating to see this unfolding. So how do you counter it? You counter it by recognizing what it is, calling it out, and being a leader at the PTA, at the city council, at the county commissioners, at your business, at your work, at your church. You hear a bunch of pro-tyranny garbage. You hear a bunch of anti-liberty garbage. You hear a bunch of anti-American garbage. You hear any type of authoritarianism. You need to call these people out and speak out against them and run against them or politically expose them. Do whatever you have to. Record them. Put it on YouTube. You know, whatever. Get serious. Get aggressive. These are aggressive criminals that are coming down on us, ladies and gentlemen. That's not rhetoric. I mean, look at what Ted Cruz said in Houston 3 days ago that made national news. And they're like, how dare the senator from Texas talk like this? It's so radical. No, he's reporting on what he saw. If I was reporting on Nazi Germany watching piles of dead bodies, like my grandfather said he saw, you know, just tens of thousands of dead bodies. I talked to old deer hunters and folks I knew who were in tank battalions going into Germany as well. And they just saw the mass graves, the mass dead. That's how I know that stuff went on. If they reported on the mass graves, the mass death, they wouldn't be radicals. They wouldn't be extreme. They're reporting on what the extreme situation is. So the media is saying Ted Cruz is extreme. Well, who cares what they say? He only gets more popular as the discredited collaborator, occupier media for the globalist, the Tokyo Roses put out. And he says president is dangerous and terrifying and becoming dictatorial. What did Camille Paglia call them? She's been a big liberal, a real liberal, for more freedom. That's what liberal means, not tyranny calling itself liberal. She said this administration and what they're doing and their camp followers are fascist ultra-Stalinist. You go, well, one's communist, one's fascist. This is all the same at the end of the day, just different flavors of cyanide-laced Kool-Aid, folks. One's cherry, one's grape. Still does the same thing to you. And we are in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot even describe to you how freaked out I am about this. And Ted Cruz comes out and says that Obama is dangerous and terrifying and power-grabbing and becoming a dictator. And they go, oh, he's discredited. He's the guy that was against Obamacare. Yeah, he's discredited. They actually say that as a talking point when it's the opposite. He said it's a train wreck. It was a train wreck. So it's like you call the lottery ticket, it comes up right, and they go, he's discredited. He was right. And they just put that out to make the general public think, well, he's discredited. He's been exactly on target. Yeah, that's discrediting. I like Obamacare doubling or tripling my prices and being a total scam and not working. Yeah. We're going to cover Obamacare when we come back and what it's really designed to do. Look at banks laundering drug money. Look at the Chris Christie scandal and so much more straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember those conspiracy theorists? They said all your cars were tracking you by the mile, getting ready for a global tax that was going to be paid to the UN, the IMF, the World Bank. Of course, now they've globally proposed it, and so has the Obama administration. And the boxes magically have been put in all the new cars the last 4 years. Oh, magically, boxes fell right in that you paid for in the purchase price to tax you by the mile. That's exactly what all the conspiracy theorists said. You know, the informed weirdos that actually read MIT and government and UN white papers that were public? Oh, we follow what the global rulers do. We think it's important to know what they're up to. Even if you're an evil person, you'd want to know what the globalists are up to, because then in business, you can hijack everything they're doing. If I wanted to, in private business, and I've already done that funding my operation. In fact, I'm getting ready to do this. I'm sick of talking. I've already been showing everybody around here what I can do when I actually try to be successful. If I wanted to, in private business, knowing what they're up to, I can dominate. The insider information, because they act like you're all blind. All you stock traders. I don't need inside information. I can watch these people and watch what's going on at Davos and all their little tells and signs they give each other. I can go into the stock market and make incredible amounts of money. I've tried it out every time I've done it. Nothing but making money. In fact, I mean, I'm really starting to realize how dumb the general public is. You people have no idea what's going on here. A lot of you think that this whole New World Order is going to be fine. You're going to find a position in it. It's going to be nice to you, blah, blah, blah. You know why tyrannies always screw up the economy? You know why tyrannies always create poverty? You know why tyrannies aren't fun, why they're not cool, why you avoid them like brain cancer? Because the tyrants and their camp followers will shut down all their competition to consolidate the market. And then why should they put out a good product if there's no competition against them? And that's why in every authoritarian regime, within a decade, on average, they can take the biggest, fattest, most wealthy economies, like Argentina was just 50 years ago, more wealthy than the U.S. They were the richest country in this hemisphere. Now they're one of the poorest. Because they let a political class of crooks come in and loot everything, but they all wore big suits and had red carpets and had the newspapers bought off saying how great it was. It didn't matter, because all they're doing is pushing BS. And then at the end of the day, they're done, and they've eaten the bones off the culture, the economy, everything else. They move on to the next country that kicked them out 50, 100 years ago, that kicked their own tyrants out, that kicked their own corrupt establishment out. And they move on to some other country that got out from under tyranny and is productive, but it's always a generation or two later, and everybody's gullible and doesn't recognize what a crook is and doesn't recognize what a flim-flam con artist is. And that's really what the New World Order is. It's ruled by frauds and con artists and scum and liars. And that's why I want to throw up. Because I'm strong, folks, okay? And I've tried to broadcast 24 hours before. I couldn't do it. I went about 18 hours and got such a headache, I had to have somebody come in and cover for me. I've done an on-air filibuster before. Ted Cruz went, 29 hours standing up and was eloquent the entire time, not even going to the bathroom. I had breaks and I couldn't do it. Can you imagine not being able to urinate? And he sat there and was fluent the entire time, reading the bill and what it would do the day before it went into place. It goes in, all hell breaks loose, worse than what he said. And then they run constant news articles saying Ted Cruz is discredited when he's been absolutely empowered, his poll numbers are up, and that shows their fraud doesn't work. It's like saying George Washington's a loser 7 years into the war when the British surrendered. It's like saying whoever wins the Super Bowl this year, 5 minutes after they win, saying they're losers. But that's how their propaganda works. We're in the face of stinking corrupt tyranny. Ted Cruz, who I'm not saying is Jesus or something. The point is that he has courage. He's calling Obama a dictator, a tyrant, dangerous, terrifying. And he had the will to tell people something was bad before it happened. And the media said, he's discredited after that. Yeah, thinking you're weak-minded. And would go repeat to everyone, yeah, that's that discredited guy. Because you know one word like a parrot. Discredited, 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 discredited. I don't know, was Beethoven discredited? I don't know. Was Babe Ruth discredited in the world of baseball? Babe Ruth's the biggest loser in baseball ever. George Washington's the biggest loser in the U.S. Army ever. Ted Cruz, biggest loser I ever saw. Alex Jones, biggest loser I ever saw. Rand Paul's biggest loser I ever saw. Did you hear the Drudge Report's over? Did you hear nobody's visiting it? Did you hear it doesn't have any traffic anymore? Of course, it has record traffic. InfoWars has record traffic. They got White House run Media Matters and all the rest of them every week saying, we don't have traffic. We're over. We're losers. Nobody's coming to us. Nobody likes us anymore. We're done. We're yesterday. We're over. You know why? Because we're the opposition. We're the leaders. We love freedom. We've got it beaten in our breasts. We're competitive. We're not slime balls that want to shut you down because we can't compete with you. We're so dominant and so good that we want you to have freedom and compete with us. Come on. Bring it to the table right now. I don't hate Ted Cruz because he's more eloquent than me and can speak longer than I can. I admire him. I wish I could be like that. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. Big difference. I'm a liberty lover. I'm a freedom lover. I like private property. I like men that are men, women that are women. I like technology. I like going to space. I like being honest. I like building things. I don't like fraud and scams and trendiness and all the rest of the garbage that brings down civilizations and brings down societies. They get up there on their little establishment television screens and then their little websites. And they sit there and say, we're discredited, we have no audience, we're done, it's over. They're over if we just understand they're already over. The only shoe to drop is that we are the majority and these people are a fraud with a 6% approval rating. The only final domino to go over is the fact that these people are con artists, total criminals who know they're losers. Ted Cruz's numbers are going straight up. My numbers are going straight up on every metric. Visitors, listeners, support, viral, everything you could imagine. Because everyone in the system is not a criminal. Most of them made it of their own accord. They were nice to the system, trying to play ball, but now they realize the system isn't playing ball with them, and there is a full societal turning against this scam. The truth is, Ted Cruz is a hero for having the courage to stand up and say the truth and was proven right, and the numbers show that. The truth is we're exploding. The truth is Drudge is exploding. The truth is all the real media, left, right, center, I don't care who's real, is exploding. And everyone that's selling out, in a world where everybody sells out, what's the value? I use the porn analogy of where people in porn 30 years ago could make $1 million, $2 million a year making a few movies. Actresses, actors as they call them. Really, they're prostitutes on film. But when everybody got into the act, top porn stars that look like Marilyn Monroe can't get $2,000 for a so-called scene now. And see, that's because there's a glut. All of you people sold out and learned how to scam and lie and run frauds, and you've eaten up all the sustenance, you've eaten up all the substance, you've wrecked the country, you've wrecked the culture, you've wrecked everything with your BS and your con artist garbage, and now you want tanks and machine guns and armored vehicles and militarized police and surveillance to demonize and control those of us that don't want to go over the edge of a cliff with you? Who don't want to live in a third world country? Who want to strive for something greater? You have the gall to point your finger at us and say, hey, I know this stuff's a scam, but if you expose it, it'll bring the whole system down. The whole system's coming down, morons. The whole system comes down by design into Agenda 21. It's global UNESCO, UN law that we're treaty signatories to, 1992. You better learn about that, all you yuppies and fake trendy businessmen who think wearing a fancier suit makes you smarter. Your little pinheads better find out how the real world works real fast, or that's it for America and the rest of the world. Because let me tell you something about these con artists. I've studied them. They're smoking their own propaganda. They're believing their own BS. And I'm going to tell you right now, if these globalists get full control and get a world government run by their computers and all their drones and the rest of it, they're going to blow the planet up. Have you studied Wall Street crazies? Have you studied these big central bankers who don't play by any rules and are nuts? These people are certifiable, and they're the ones that are running stuff. And you laying down to them is only encouraging them to screw up the whole thing and kill the golden goose. I say we deal with them politically before they screw up everything that's called planet Earth and our species. I love humanity. Are we going to stand for humanity, or are we going to let it go to hell?
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I go on a rant like that one. When I think about the difference between people like myself and my listeners and viewers who love liberty, who love the animating contest, versus our collectivist, control freak, mobster enemies. I mean, I am just a fan of people that have great literature, great art, great minds, who understand what's a big story, what isn't. I don't get mad at people that are more successful than me if they didn't steal it. I just absolutely admire them. And that's what you call progress. And then I look at these people that are running things. They want to dumb people down and screw things up so they can cheat and run it all. Man, that's the ultimate sin. And these people need to be run off of planet Earth. Put them on a spaceship, whatever. Let them go be on their own planet. Fire them out into space. Let them figure it out. Send them to the Phantom Zone. I've had enough of it. I'm not your slave. I'm done. And most people that work for the system, corporate, government, private, you name it, you're not bad. You know, you've gotten where you are because you compromise some. That's usually normal in a tribe where there's not truly evil people. There's some, you know, guys that are thugs and guys that are out of control and this and that, but live and let live, try to work together. You can't work together with scientific criminals. You can't compromise with them. I've said this over and over again. I would compromise with the Boss Hog government. Because Boss Hog doesn't want to see everybody completely bankrupt and poor. He just wants to be able to selectively rob a few people here and there. And that's bad enough. This is like scientific evil. I mean, let me tell you something. I physically get ill whenever I run into people that are working 2-3 jobs and have a couple college degrees that were ripoffs and were meant to never pay off and who are hardworking, smart folks but try to work in the system and they can't pay for the Obamacare insurance. Everyone I know that's middle class or blue collar is going bankrupt right now because of Obamacare. We are losing employees that can't afford the insurance because of Obamacare. It is hurting family of mine. And it's meant to impoverish America. I mean, I really care about people. I don't have this cold-bloodedness where I get off on seeing other people in trouble or I don't care. It's the opposite. I absolutely have feelings. It's like that White Snake song. Who knows where the cold wind blows? I ask my friends, but nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? And he goes, Lord, have mercy. I ain't no stranger to love. And these psychopaths and control freaks and sociopaths think we're weak because we have love. No, you guys can mathematically see the numbers and see other people as meat to be fed on. You can mathematically see how dumbed down people are through your own system in great measure and then say, well, they deserve to be meat on the table because they're not even human. And you revel in people's weakness. And then you think those of us, because I've been told this by a globalist, those of us that care, those of us that won't abuse people, even if they're stupid and deserve it, even when a stupid person does something to me, it's like I'm too honorable to crush them, unless I have to if they're trying to really hurt me. You know, the difference is I know who I am. I know I'm more vicious, more cunning. And quite frankly, if I want to put on an evil hat, these so-called psychopaths and sociopaths, they think they're evil and their limited mathematical extraction of the data and how they think they're winning. But if you are really good and have an understanding of the nature of good, then it gives you an even greater understanding of the nature of evil. I mean, I see the stuff you guys are doing, and I know of much more effective ways to do evil stuff. Sometimes I've got to really watch it when I get up here on air and start explaining what I would do if I was the New World Order. Because I've confirmed, sometimes they actually pick up on the ideas. I've actually learned some of these people are the biggest fans of the show. It's totally sick. What are you going to do when they blow the whole planet up? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, you screwballs? You people literally crap in your own nest. You are cancer, and I know you think you're dominant because you're racing through the body, you're taking over, nobody can stop you. That's because you're malfunctioning, you're a fraud, you're cheating the rules, you're a scam. You need to either stop what you're doing or kill yourselves.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us into the second hour of this Sunday worldwide transmission. We are going to shift gears into the reports out of the universities in the United States and out of Canada as well as Spain that have buoy systems out in the Pacific, and show you some of those news articles and give you those headlines in a moment. That it has been forecast going back to November of 2013, 3 months ago, that large waves of new radioactive debris, you name it, is going to be reaching the west coast of not just the United States, but Mexico and of Canada up to Alaska. And it's been in the local news there outside San Francisco and Half Moon Bay last week that locals with Geiger counters found 500% higher with Geiger counters, 500% higher than normal. And then the local health department went out, and this was in the local news, and said, yes, it's 500 times. You're right. All over the beach. Multiple locations. Then a professional radiology factory that makes all sorts of stuff, x-ray machines, you name it, out in California, including Geiger counters, went out and said, no, we found 1,400% with our more expensive units, stuff that costs, you know, a couple thousand dollars, not $700 like the units we have. So I said, that's it. I said, last Tuesday, I said, let's send Jakari Jackson, Adon Salazar, and others out to Northern California where they're finding these really high levels that mainline radiation experts say you don't want to be around too long. Just 20 years ago, they said, you don't want to be around it. Now they're like, oh, it's fine, no big deal. Then they had local newspapers that we covered Friday come out and say, yes, Alex Jones has been talking about it. Yes, the radiation's increased, but still it's a conspiracy theory to think it's a problem. Look, I'm glad that most areas, and they've gone all the way up into Oregon, up to the edge of Washington and back down, I'm glad that it's only 20, 30, 40% increased in most areas. In some areas, it's the 20, 30 millirads, like it should be, not 200, 300, 400, 500. And now they're going to be traveling back into San Francisco tomorrow to talk to folks on the street. Are they aware of the San Francisco Bay with much higher levels of radiation? And then they're going to travel all the way down their central area. In fact, they're in Monterey right now, Monterey Bay in Monterey, California. And then they're going to travel to Los Angeles, San Diego, Long Beach, right down to the Mexican border, checking the levels of radiation. But again, when I hear big radiation wave coming in, it's going to hit in early January, then suddenly radiation levels spike, I'm going to send reporters. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what real media does. And I've got to say, I'm very glad that it wasn't 1,000, 1,400% what it should be all over the West Coast. It was only in select areas. The Redwoods were double what they should be, or more than double. In fact, we've got all the numbers on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. Adon Salazar is reporting on it. They're having mutated whales, baby whales that have two heads. That's in the news. Massive starfish die-offs that even USA Today has been covering. And they've been just chronicling the levels that are being picked up out there. We've been interviewing top physicists, radiologists on air to confirm our numbers. They've been confirming it. Jakari is going to be with us till 45 after, riding shotgun with him at the bottom of the hour. Anthony Gucciardi is coming in with breaking numbers and facts with us. But joining us from Monterey Bay, if you're watching us at Infowars.com/show on the free feeds, radio listeners can see how beautiful that is. If it wasn't for the gun confiscations and the socialism and teaching five-year-olds how to wear dresses and have anal sex, I would probably live somewhere like Santa Cruz. It is so beautiful. But unfortunately, anything beautiful is captured by the kleptocrats. But I believe California has fallen, but is now globalist territory. But regardless, Jakari Jackson is there. Jakari, thank you for braving the radiation. I don't even know the numbers yet on Monterey. I hope it's low or normal, unlike other areas of Central and Northern California. What are you finding?
What about which is about double of what's considered normal as far as Half Moon Bay, where we started our search. Alex, you know the viral YouTube video where citizen journalists went out and others went out and confirmed it. Researchers, people who make Geiger counters, went out there and found radiation levels in excess of 1,400% of what's considered normal for that location. We went out there with our equipment. We found radiation levels in excess of 10 times of what's considered to be normal. Now, to explain this to our viewers, we're using a Geiger counter in what's called counts per minute. That is the number of radiation that's considered normal for that location. For example, in Half Moon Bay at Surfers Beach, where we started our search, the normal is considered to be around 30. We found over 370. That's what we found, and that's what we started our search. Now, Alex, we've been traveling all up and down the West Coast. We went as far as Portland, Oregon, and we've come back down, and now we're here at Monterey Bay. Now, this is the location, Alex, where the starfish have been dying in droves. You've heard about the starfish illness, the disintegrating starfish. There's a high concentration of this going out right here at this location. Now, a lot of that's going on underwater, so we can't show that to our viewers, but we're very much concerned. We've been talking to the locals, and you said, Alex, there's a lot of socialism, there's a lot of, you know, stupid stuff going on in California. We found some very awake, very educated people right here on this beach. We found listeners at Half Moon Bay. We talked to people who were aware of the situation. They knew about the situation. They were trying to figure out how to express this to other people. I talked to one woman last night back in Half Moon Bay. She said she was willing to strip down to her skivvies and run down the street to educate people about these numbers, about this high level of radiation. And I was about ready to do it with her, but I didn't want a scandal on my hands. We're back here. So we want to stay on the mission, Alex. And now we're out here. We're testing. We're looking for starfish. We haven't found any on the rocks. We were braving the rocks. Probably got a little too close to the water, to be quite honest with you. But now we're back up here to share this information with our viewers and our listeners.
Sure, sure. It's a great job, Zakari and crew. It's the surfers that have been reporting it and the marine biologists.
Let me tell you about a surfer, Alex. We talked to a lady last night, Half Moon Bay, near Surfers Beach. She says her friend, one of her best friends, surfs in Surfers Beach pretty much every day, and he's going bald. And I said, well, you know, when people go bald, she said, no. It's since Fukushima. He's like, his hair has been falling out, and he won't stop swimming in it. And I was like, where's your friend? She said he ran around the corner when I came over here because he doesn't want to be on camera. The surfers are being affected by this, Alex.
Well, that's the next issue. And I want to talk about all the different angles when we come back. But it's the bioaccumulation that even if it's only increased maybe 20-30%, some areas 10 times, that builds up in mammal cells. That builds up in whales, dolphins, humans, but also in non-mammals like fish who are at the top of the food chain. We eat the smaller creatures that have small amounts, but then it builds up. That's the big issue. But I'd say overall, I'm just happy that it's not 10 times the radiation all over the area, only in certain areas of California, Zakari.
That's right. Like when we were going, Alex, we were going further north. We found lower levels, but still double of what considered to be normal in Half Moon Bay. Down here, we found an excess of 100 counts per minute, keeping in mind that at Surfers Beach, the norm was around 30. So we've been hitting higher numbers as we've been going further south.
Oh, wait a minute. Your Skype was cutting out at the very beginning. I misunderstood. I thought Monterey Bay was at 20 or 30. That's normal. You're getting levels of 100 there? That's not good.
A little bit north of here. Around here, we've been hitting around 70 or so.
That's still not good because I was reading 30 years ago, it was more like 15 was the normal, then 20, then 30. You know what they're going to do, Jakar? They're just going to say 100 micro rads is going to be the new normal. It'll just be, and then it'll be 200, and then 500, and then glowing in the dark and having three heads is going to be normal.
Yeah, just they, like on 9/11, they said the EPA said that the dust around the World Trade Center was safe to breathe. They'll just do whatever they have to do to get their story out and get people not to panic about these issues. And I'm not saying you have to run naked down the streets, but do things, educate yourself, talk to other people, get informed about these issues, and make the best decision.
Well, that's the larger issue, and I'm glad you reminded me of this, Shakar. We're going to come back and talk about that. We, as a Austin, Texas-based international media system that's much smaller than most mainstream media, we had to send a four-man crew that our budget doesn't even really have out there because none of them would cover it. And the goal was, A, find the truth, which we're finding, with four different scientific Geiger counters, but B, get the media to cover it. And finally, they had local papers cover it, and they admitted, yeah, it's higher radiation, like Alex Jones said, but it's not bad. So it's like, where's the self-preservation of these people? We'll talk to Zakari Jackson and the rest of the crew when we come back as we investigate the West Coast radiation wave.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today.
There you go. Obama always promoting more spending.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This blows me away. By the way, I got to say something about Dennis Rodman right now. I didn't play a lot of that on air. I haven't gotten off into it. I haven't asked Shikari's take on it. I should have because it's interesting. But they've got all these basketball players that are coming back to the U.S. now, not just Rodman, saying they have, quote, no regrets. And Smith, no regrets on North Korea trip. And the argument is, well, we're reaching out like Jimmy Carter, or we're reaching out like Bill Clinton to try to get North Korea to give up weapons or something. No, you're not. These guys all went over there and groveled to Kim Jong-un, who is an absolute mass-murdering dictator of the worst type. And then Dennis Rodman sounds like Sauron. I went and saw the new Hobbit. It's excellent. And that's how Sauron talks, is Dunstein, Gunbolstein. And that's how he sounds, literally like Sauron. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but it just shows how in the past, if somebody went and groveled to one of the slimiest dictators in the world, everyone would ostracize them and hate them. But he's being halfway defended, and it's like, well, any publicity is good publicity. And look, I wouldn't be against them traveling there if they said, you're a dictator. Why don't you, you know, free market, stop having giant slave camps. I wouldn't be an enemy of Kim Jong then if he would, you know, try to reform. And I wouldn't be an enemy of Dennis Rodman. The point is, it's not that he went there. It's that he's there defending him. Well, why was this student grabbed years ago and disappeared? Do you know what he did? In Mordor talk. Yeah, he took a Bible into North Korea. Now he's disappeared. And Rodman's like, that's terrible. I mean, this just shows the disconnect of a decadent society. Disconnected from reality, not caring that it's just a spectacle. Meanwhile, CNN's talking about Sting plays for dictators and how bad it is, and it is. But CNN's been caught being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do puff pieces when they're doing investigative reports. They get payoffs, in the case of Amber Lyon, three-time Emmy Award winner, payoffs to shut down reports. So they're even worse, because they're not some drug-head moron, Dennis Rodman. They're CNN. They know premeditatedly what they're doing. We're going to keep Shikari into the next segment because I got a lot of stuff to talk to him about, but I just saw that on CNN on one of the studio TVs we keep on in there, and it made me absolutely flip out watching it. No more. I can't look at it. But I just wanted to comment on that. And you know what? Tomorrow we'll play some of him talking, because I'm telling you, and then play it next to Sauron talking. And I'm telling you, I think he may be Sauron. Now, shifting gears, Shikari, for me, the issue here is about how the mainstream media, even though the alternative media was getting millions of YouTube views, millions of articles being read by millions, no one would cover this. They're finally starting to cover it. But for me, it's an issue of, it's a real issue if radiation goes up 10%. But if it goes up 1,000% and the media won't cover it, it just shows an attitude of having no instincts to be in the press, no instincts for a story, no instincts of self-preservation, and it shows what lapdog groups they are, that Fukushima happened 3 years ago, the radiation waves are coming in, and it's been in a few articles that radiation waves are hitting, but nobody's asking, is it safe? What's happening with it? Shikari Jackson.
You're exactly right, Alex. People are more concerned about who's twerking on stage and what they licked, as opposed to real issues that are going on out here about these high levels of radiation. I believe you said a few days ago on your show that if this happened 30 years ago, this would be national news, international news overnight. Yeah. But nobody wants to talk about this. But we encountered some people, very thankful people, like we talked to Friday on your show, a gentleman who was a fisherman. He said, I'm glad you guys are out here covering this. We saw the same thing here today. And also when we went back to Half Moon Bay, right outside Surfers Beach, and they said, you know, nobody's covering this. Why isn't anybody talking about it? I said, we're talking about this. And you can go to Infowars.com and find out more about it. And that's what you have to do. You just have to hit the streets. You know, you can't sit at the computer all day. You can't watch football all day. You have to get out in the streets and find out what's going on and just educate people.
Shikari, I bet you're feeling really bad, even though it's about three or four times the radiation background it should be there. Still, it's very beautiful. Would you rather be watching the playoff games tonight or looking at that beautiful water? Be honest.
Looking at this beautiful water, you know, as much as I love the playoffs, which I really don't, this is what it is. You know, maybe one of our guys can get a shot of this. This is beautiful out here. It may have a tinge or two of some unpleasant things in it, but this is what life's about, Alex. It's not about sitting on the couch and eating potato chips. It's out here being in the real world. Why would you want to watch this on a TV screen if you could actually be here? This is what it is. It's like it's a movie set out here. We've been living a movie, sometimes a horror movie at times on our trip, but a movie nonetheless, and I'm very thankful and happy to be out here sharing this information with our viewers.
Well, sure, absolutely. And we're just there so Californians, folks on the West Coast, can have a debate about, hey, maybe nobody told you, but there's 10 times the regular radiation at all these points confirmed by health departments like San Francisco, the county that San Francisco's in, but still they laugh at those of us that care. It's crazy. I mean, do these health department people think their children are radium-proof? Do they think they're plutonium-proof? Do they think they're bulletproof?
I don't know, Alex. I'm not sure what exactly drives some of these people to put out these very iffy, flaky reports. Because, you know, we can go out there with a Geiger counter and check these radiation levels just as good as anybody else. But, you know, when they won't even say this stuff, it's very disheartening and it's very concerning to me that they would do this to their own people in their own neighborhoods.
Well, I agree with you, Jakari. Look, I've been asking most of the questions here. You've been out there now for 3 or 4 days, I guess since Wednesday. What else is important to impart to the listeners and viewers out there?
Well, the most important thing to do is to educate yourself on these issues, because we talked to some people doing a man on the street just a few minutes ago, and they said, you know, I listen to what you guys say. We met some viewers out here that said, we listen to what you guys say. They even watch mainstream news. If you have to watch our show, The Alternative News, and watch the mainstream news and find the truth in between, at least do that. But try to educate yourself on these issues. It's very important. And then once you educate yourself on this, you know, what's the next step? What's the next step for you? How are you going to protect your family? Ask these real questions. Not.
But that's anything. Right. That's right. We're getting some breakup.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No. It's not your fault. It's great technology, but it's not perfect. I'm going to go back and let you restate that in a moment. Okay. We're going to break and come back with some of Anthony Gucciardi's questions for you and final points. Then we're going to report on a larger issue about Fukushima that could increase its meltdown at any time, dwarfing what happened in 86 at Chernobyl. But the big issue is you were live with me Friday. And then today you're out there, and I know the day before it happened. Everywhere you go on deserted beaches where maybe 5 people walk by in an hour, you were telling me on the phone today, it's listeners. And that's an idea of how big the show is. And not bragging, hey, I've got a big show, hey, I'm cool. No, the fact the truth's getting out, we have a lot of listeners. That's a very positive thing, Jakari.
It is, and just as we've been talking here, just talking to you live, people have been walking by, hey, Alex Jones Show. You know, they're very appreciative of the work we do, and we're very appreciative of our listeners, and they fund our operation to send us out here. You know, we're listener-supported. We don't get the money like the NPR and MSNBC. We're supported by our listeners, so thank you to the listeners. You give to us, and we come out here and give you the best information that we can.
Absolutely. When you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, the high-quality Nation Iodine, the Wake Up America coffee, the books, the T-shirts, the videos. You get high-quality products at great prices, and you fund true independent media. It's win-win-win, free market, it's Americana. We're going to come back with Jakari Jackson that is just doing an awesome job out there breaking this down as we raise awareness about Fukushima.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jakari Jackson joins us from the west coast of the United States, where we have gotten readings 10 times or 1,000% higher than safe normal background radiation levels. The health department's confirmed our readings. Other professionals, actual radiologists with even more expensive ones, Geiger counters have found 1,400 times at the beaches we visited. So that's 400% higher than the 1,000% that we found. So this is a very, very serious situation. And You know, here I am just being glad that Monterey Bay only has 1,000 microrads when it's supposed to be 25 or whatever. And it's like, well, compared to 1,000, Jakari, that's great news. Let me tell you how they get away with this. Here's a Daily Mail article. BBC's 6-year cover-up of secret green propaganda training for top executives of the BBC, one of the biggest media organizations worldwide, has the largest staff of any organization in media worldwide, over 10,000. And they have been meeting on how to lie, how to put out a unified message about carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is what plants live off of. They put off oxygen. They've done the ice core samples. Carbon dioxide is the lowest level ever recorded in the aggregate in the last 200 years. I mean, it's like a godsend that the Industrial Revolution came to do this. Plants stop growing without it. You can double, triple CO2. It's only a few percentage of the atmosphere. And trees grow faster. There's more oxygen. People are more healthy. The Earth's losing its atmosphere like Mars. I've had top astrophysicists on, geologists on, atmospheric experts on, meteorologists on, and the truth is, you can look this up, the Earth is losing its atmosphere. And if this continues another 100,000 years, we could lose our atmosphere and lose our oceans. That's being looked at right now. Just search engine it. And my issue is, we're running out of CO2. And I'm not defending petrochemicals. Get rid of it. Get rid of the oil-based economy. They're super toxic. They're toxic to me and my family. All the derivatives of the oil they can't sell to you, they end up putting in other stuff and putting the fertilizer. I mean, I'm not for that. I want alternative energy. My issue is that compared to radiation and GMO and all this, it's nothing. Jakari Jackson, we've got our real in-house expert, Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLeak.com, in studio with us to ask you a few questions and then to basically sum up the latest breaking news of what's happening, not just here, but Fukushima. But for me, Jakari, again, this is about forcing the dinosaur media to report this or to show they won't report it. And a few newspapers have reported and talked about us forcing it out in the open. That was my goal. What do you think you're going to see traveling down now? Next, maybe go back to San Francisco or maybe other cities, ask them about the increased radiation, what they think about it. Are you going to go to Los Angeles? I know you're talking about going out to the old Air Force Base that's got radioactive dumps at it there in Sacramento. What is the itinerary? Then we've got some questions from Anthony Gucciardi here.
Well, we're going to finish up around this area, Alex. We'll maybe do a few more man on the streets, talk to a few more people. Then we'll go head north back to the San Francisco area, talk to the people around there, because that seems to be the highest concentration a little bit southwest of San Francisco. So we definitely want to warn those people and let them know what's going on.
What are some of the radiation numbers you've gotten in other areas? I know you don't have the sheet in front of you. I've actually got it here in my stack. But you've gotten all sorts of readings all over the place.
Yes, Alex. The highest reading we got outside of Surfers Beach was about 112. That's probably about an hour north of here on a beach. But those were pretty much the highest concentration was right around the area of Surfers Beach near Half Moon Bay.
But you got a 90 or was it 100 just north of Monterey Bay?
Yes, around this area we got about a 90 or so. But the highest level was a 112 outside of Surfers Beach, south of Surfers Beach.
Which is nothing compared to 1,000, which you have a YouTube video up on Infowars.com, 1,000 on a beach outside San Francisco at Half Moon Bay.
Yes, yeah, about 78%, yes. A little bit around here, yes, sir.
That's right. So a 1,000%, but that would be 10 times then the normal level.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly right. I'm just going through my head of all the numbers we've encountered, and those are the numbers around here. But up in Surfers Beach, we had the very high numbers around 372 on the CPMs counts per minute.
And again, the question is, why is it going up? Well, we can pull up the Fox News or AP articles from November out of the major universities and government studies saying we're picking up large radiation waves from the ongoing meltdowns and the water they dump on the 5 reactors that blew up. That comes right across the water. The currents, the air, all of it comes right at the West Coast, and they're saying it would start hitting in January, and suddenly they admit the levels are going up, but then they're saying a lot of the isotopes show that it's radon and other things that are naturally occurring, so they're saying they don't know where that's coming from. Well, is it from volcanoes? Is it from the super caldera in Yellowstone, they admit, that is releasing so many different types of radioactive isotopes? Jakari, do you have any ideas?
Well, I think Fukushima is definitely a big culprit in this. Also, the supervolcano that you mentioned. Also, very toxic waste. We talked to a woman near Surfers Beach. She said they were dumping toxic waste out there several years ago. She thinks that it has something to do with it. Pollution, debris coming in from the tsunami and various things over there in Japan. And that's one of the big questions I kept posing to people who were a little skeptical to say that this could have something to do with Fukushima. And we talked to several people as far north as Alaska, people from Alaska. They said they saw debris from Japan in Alaska. And I said, well, how did you know it's from Japan? She said it had Japanese writing.
Oh, yeah, I know. They admit the rubble from all those houses and the rest of it's been floating in. We've got a few minutes before a break. We're going to come back with Gucciardi and his breakdown of this. But, Anthony, any questions you've got that I haven't covered with Jakari and the crew that are out there?
I do. We're going to break down specifically how we knew in 2011 all this would happen and how 78% of all the radioactive waste from Fukushima went into the Pacific Ocean. My question is, why is there any doubt that Fukushima has already hit the West Coast? We have the experts saying it in 2011, but we know...
Sure, they found it in China 3 months after.
78% of the radioactive waste went into the Pacific Ocean. It is on the West Coast. It doesn't matter if these certain instances are Fukushima, which they most likely are. Every single thing is pointing to the fact that this radiation is here, and all the experts were warning about it.
But for me, the bigger issue is the media doesn't want to investigate because it turns out there's radioactive waste being dumped everywhere. It's part of a culture of don't look, and then it won't be there.
And it, like you said, it bioaccumulates, so there's little hot pockets all around, and maybe some's from Fukushima, some is from illegal dumping, you know, whatever. There's hot pockets around that are thousands of times percentage-wise higher than they should be. And the government is just saying, oh, it's fine, you know, as they quietly stockpile 14 million doses of potassium iodide. I want to ask Jakari what he thinks. I mean, do people realize what's going on? Or are they still in denial?
On average, are they waking up? And have you ought to ask them why they think the government's stockpiling iodide. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. On average, people are at least receptive to the information, Anthony. Some people are convinced that it's global warming, even though we have record numbers of ice and geologists and various people.
So radiation is from global warming.
So the radiation on the beaches is from global
that's
warming?
That's what people are convinced.
Even though it has nothing to do with it. I mean,
What is that even?
Well, they read it in a newspaper. They saw it on some website with a big fancy government-funded website, and they believe that's the cause of it.
Well, I'd like to know what website says that increased radiation pockets around the West Coast has to do with global warming.
Well, you know, that's a very good
question. Well, if you got hemorrhoids, global warming did it, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just like you said, I mean, we've seen the scientists getting stuck in ice and all the record numbers of ice and the low temperatures around the United States, but some people are convinced that if anything happens, it's global warming.
It can't be Fukushima.
Well, Jakari,
it's global warming.
If we just pay money to George Soros and Al Gore.
Al Gore, that's right.
Then it will make the earth cold again. And I guess we've been paying them money with bailouts, so they made it colder.
Yeah,
You know what? I want to talk to the crew, but we'll do that tomorrow. Jakari, don't let me forget to talk to the camera guys and get their take, and also our writer, Adon Salazar, who's out there tomorrow on the show. You're going to be on during the weekday show. I want to get their take on all this and get their angles as well.
Great. Sounds great.
All right, so next tomorrow, where are you going to be tomorrow, say at noon on the weekday show?
We plan to be in San Francisco, possibly at the Golden Gate. I think that'd be a good location to broadcast from.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's broadcast from down there and talk to folks if they know that, hey, right down the road from here, 1,400 times or 1,400% to be technical, increase in radiation. Are you concerned about that? They'll probably say, yeah, I want to slit my throat and spray the blood into Al Gore's mouth and give my children to him and give him my bank account. He will save me, the man, bear, pig. Oh, we praise you. Oh, my gosh.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance.
Wow, we really are the heart.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are the heart of the resistance. By the way, this is a plug to fund our operation. It's also a great product. About 6-8 months ago, I was trying to figure out iodines I could give myself, my wife, my children that didn't have all the mercury and stuff of seaweed and of sushi, though I love sushi, by the way. I had some last night. And I was interviewing all these scientists, medical doctors, and they said, well, it's nascent iodine, but they said nobody's really got it. There's one little laboratory that's got a patent and puts it out and certified by the National Academy of Sciences. So I got it, started using it, had great effects on my clarity, my thyroid, my body. So I said, well, I'll just buy you. I mean, I'm going to put this out. And it's been very successful. It's Survival Shield. We're the exclusive distributor. Nascent iodine dietary supplement. It's blue on paper, blue purple, like the pure iodine crystal. Not red or black, like the oxidized bound stuff they call Nascent. We have the only real Nascent iodine in the world. And it makes me so nervous. We're trying to like get it and move it to and have another facility to make it right now and have gotten the crystals to be able to do that. But the point is, this is a big deal. This is a very powerful thing on the halogen group. It fills up your glands, your thyroid, so the bad radiation, the fluoride can't go into it. And we sell it at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. Now, it sold out last week. Another truck is going to arrive at our distribution center in Texas on Tuesday now. So we'll have more, but that's a limited supply. There was a big spike, and the stockpile we had sold out. So we'll have a limited supply coming, and that'll get out. So get your order in now, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I wasn't even going to plug this, talking about Fukushima. I realized in the last segment that I've only taken it this morning. I take it twice a day as recommended. Consult your physician yourself before you take it. But people thought I was like a crazy man to take iodine because that's normal iodine. It's like rocket fuel. It's like worse than diesel to taste it. No, this is real iodine. This is pure, not all bound and toxic tasting. And the government won't tell you. They bought 14 million dosages just 2 weeks ago. Big national news story when they did. But they won't tell you that you should go out and that you should try to protect your body. And that there's ways when you have this background radiation increasing all over the country, not just West Coast, to protect yourself. Anthony Gucciardi, get into all the other points. Appreciate you coming in today to talk about this. And now we're at the end of the show because I ran over with Jakari.
Well, I've always said a smart, real, good government would buy iodine for its citizens.
Well, they did that in the 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
They made you take it then.
They added it to the salt and IQ went up 20 points over a decade or so. But a smart government would say, hey, get a hold of some iodine or even potassium iodide, which is, I wouldn't take it. It's in an emergency scenario, you would. But the key thing here is the government has known since 2011, even a little bit before that.
Potassium iodide is different from the Nascent. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. You take that only in the event that you're literally staring at a nuclear reactor blowing up. But anyway, the Nascent iodine you can take daily. But the key here is that we've known for years now that not only did Fukushima blow up and exceed Chernobyl levels, specifically TEPCO had to admit
10 to 100 times.
Yes. TEPCO had to admit this, that 42% of Chernobyl's amount of radiation was released in the initial release of Fukushima. This is admitted now. They had to admit it after the study came out. And it exceeded 2.5 times the amount they announced, which was already fixed by them and said, oh, yeah, you know, it's a little bit more than that. It was over and over and over again. Now it's 100 times. But 42% of that that was in Chernobyl was released in the first initial emission.
And they admit the cover-up in Japan now. The question is, why is there a cover-up here?
No, exactly. And then what also happened is everything that was released, 20% of it fell on the Japanese land, and that's why they're all getting cancers. 2% landed outside the country, wasn't that much. But 78% went into the Pacific Ocean.
That's according to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Yep, and it's all coming over here. Now, here's the secret, though. This is how we've known about this for so long.
And that's out of The Guardian.
Yes, and we've known about this for a while, but listen to that. That was the initial release, right? It was a huge deal that when it first blew up. And it matched.
Chernobyl's killed over a million people.
And it matched 42% of that from Chernobyl in the first initial blast. Now, get this. This is from The Guardian. Fukushima radiation leaks reach deadly new high. And that's from September 2013. It recently reached the highest amount of radiation emission. Not even the initial explosion came close to it. So it's now leaking more. And that means that more is going into the
ocean. This is an ongoing meltdown.
It's going on forever. It's called Fukushima Forever by top, I believe it was Stanford or Yale professor.
Well, the top physicist up in Canada, what, Suzuki, said that if it continues to melt down, bye-bye Japan was the quote.
Japan will be gone, he says, and then everyone will have to evacuate the West Coast. But instead, the government says nothing. And here's another quote. This is from last year. Here is a quote from a nuclear policy lecturer at the University of California. And I'm showing everyone this because they're asking how we knew all the...
Yeah, for radio listeners, we've got a video feed at InfoWars.com.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to read it, obviously. He says, look at what's going on now. They're dumping huge amounts of radioactivity into the ocean. No one expected that in 2011. We told you about it. He says, we could have large numbers of cancer from ingestion of fish. That's a university nuclear policy lecturer at the University of Santa Cruz. So he's saying we could have large amounts of cancer from fish. And he's saying, how could we have known?
We should go interview him. The guys are near Santa Cruz.
No, we shouldn't. He's actually a good guy for saying this. I'm not making fun of him. But, you know, he's saying, how could we possibly have known this in 2011? We knew it in 2011. They were dumping it all into the ocean.
It's right on the ocean. They're dumping water on it to cool it. It's running out in the ocean.
Yeah, there's dead fish all across the West Coast and on Fukushima and everything. I mean, we knew this in 2011, and it's hitting new highs. So it's not just the initial blast now. What we're getting across is that there's no debate. It's happening.
And let's be clear, the fish continue to eat and eat and eat and build it up.
Yeah.
They're like sponges or magnets for it.
Yeah, the very nature of our biology is a magnet for radiation. That's why it's so pervasive and deadly. And also, you have to think about the fact that it's so much radiation, it's dispersing throughout the ocean in different hot pockets. So there may be certain radiation readings along the coast that are different than other areas, but overall, it's kind of like dropping like black ink into a pool, you know? It's going to infiltrate it overall, but there will be larger areas of the ink, you know, throughout the pool system. So basically, the key thing is the media likes to pretend that, oh, you know, maybe Fukushima is coming over here. It's slightly possible. There's no debate. It is here. Everything else is just beyond that.
It's just every major reactor gets caught dumping it locally, just burying it on county or city land. Again, I'm all for nuclear power if they would have done it right. But the answer is you can't be for it. Because all these companies, individuals are a bunch of crooks who'd rather claim they stored it properly and keep the money.
Mafia-connected idiots who hire homeless people with duct tape to put up the
reactors. That's TEPCO on record. BBC, AP, Reuters reporting are hiring drunken homeless people to remove the thousands of rods if one of them touches new explosion.
And they ended up using duct tape, the real workers, in the beginning to fix the melting down rods, the reactors and everything. The Vancouver Sun also tested fish imports from Japan, found cesium-137 at alarming rates, contaminating 73% of mackerel, 91% of halibut, 92% of sardines, 93% of tuna, 94% of cod, 100% of carp, seaweed, shark, and monkfish.
And by the way, the FDA and EPA, that happened 3 months after they covered up and are still covering up. And later went, yes, we knew, but we don't think it's a problem, so we didn't tell you. When that came out by private groups a few years ago, they said, well, we decided not to tell you.
And they turned their cameras
on. I mean, these people, the Russians told people when Chernobyl blew up better than this. It's like, what type of dirtbag government do we have?
And listen to this, too. Radioactive plume expected to reach U.S. coastal waters soon. And it says, a large plume of radiation is expected to begin flowing into the coastal waters in the beginning of 2014 and continue throughout 2016.
That's the Fox News thing, yeah.
I mean, how does that professor, and he's great for exposing it, but how is he like, we had no idea. Of course it's happening. We already knew that. 2014.
Yeah, it's not like the current goes south from Japan. It goes right across at us.
Yeah.
That's why they would launch hot air balloons with bombs in them, knowing unguided they would rain down on America. Because it goes right over the U.S. and drops.
Worse than bombs. I also want to say that Jakari's out there. Those guys are out there. No one else is doing this. No one. No one else is.
And again, that's the bigger issue. Why not?
Exactly. And the media needs to cover.
If it wasn't for DrudgeReport.com covering our story, it wouldn't even probably be in the newspapers on the West Coast now. We forced that.
But we're literally on the forefront fighting against this. And if we don't do something about it, even the top professors say of the 1,400 plus rods that are in there, if just two hit, it's a complete meltdown. And Suzuki says it's bye-bye Japan. And there's so statistically, it's almost impossible for it not to happen. Because the rods are so complex, and they have homeless people in there cleaning it. I mean, it's
like nothing totally against homeless insanity. People, but I saw the videos and photos. These are obviously like 70-year-old drunks. I mean, it's like a joke. You should have guys in spacesuits in there. Instead, they bring homeless people in to do work that I wouldn't do. I'm not skilled enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Because nobody skilled will go do it.
It's not that even that they're homeless, it's that they don't know what they're doing.
No, that's my point. Yeah.
Of course. And they don't even have, like, the nuclear councils around the world are saying, hey, we'll come help. We need to globally.
Well, it's like hiring a homeless person to do brain surgery.
Exactly, yeah. And they're coming and saying, hey, we need to do something about this. And Japan's like, well, no, it's okay. You know, TEPCO's on it. Everything's fine. And TEPCO's going, yeah, you know, it did actually hit the newest high in September 2013.
We're out of time. We'll cover it more tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday transmission, Infowars.com. Follow me on Twitter @RealAlexJones. Great job to the crew. And great job to you, the listeners. God bless you all.